I first got involved in the Iditarod. Well, I saw it when I was a little kid back in Illinois. One of my school teachers did like a project on it, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. And then 8 years ago, we came up to Stebbins to teach, and we found out that the path goes through like every village except for ours in our school district. So we lucked out this year, and it fell on spring break, and we could come up and visit our friend, and then bring our two little kids to it. So we're really excited. This was something that I thought was really cool, like even as a kid, and then I would kind of follow it every single year, and so it was actually really cool. We've been watching at home, and you know, when they left, we were just like, well, I think, you know, they might be through Uniclete this weekend. Do you think we can do it? And we were like, yeah, let's go ahead and like, let's use our bearing points, let's get on the plane. And and then our friend was like, yeah, you guys should sign up to help out. And we were like, awesome, the kids are gonna love it, we're gonna have a great time. So that's why. Yeah. So this is my first time watching the event live. In the past, you know, we've seen, like, we've watched the GPS and kind of just gotten to cheer from the couch. But last night, it was super awesome watching Brent's ass come through. I've been kind of rooting for him since the first time he got disqualified for having his iPod. So it was really, really cool to see him come through and to see the first place guy run through Uniclete. So it's really neat. The one thing I know for sure in life is that no matter what, good days, bad days, there's always another day and there's always another chance. And so, you know, if you mess up one day, it's okay. But also remember, there might not be one day. So you kind of got to do exactly what you want to do when you want to do it, which is part of the reason why we decided to come up here and help out.